The Coast Guard called in a special strike team to prevent oil, fuel, and other pollutants from leaking out of a grounded vessel in the Pribilofs. The 112-foot Margun went aground on the north side of St. George Island Thursday morning in a particularly sensitive area. The vessel is stuck on Staria Beach near fur seal and sea lion rookeries and haulouts, as well as an ancient Aleut village site with marine mammal bones dating back 2,500 years. The island also hosts numerous seabird rookeries. Coast Guard Petty Officer Sarah Francis says they called in the National Strike Force team from California because they could respond more quickly than the commercial salvage team from Unalaska, and because they have special training to deal with pollution and environmental hazards. The ship has at least 15,000 gallons of fuel and 668 gallons of lube oil on board.
They'll assess the situation when they arrive on board and determine what tanks are best accessed and which tanks have what quantities of fuel and how stable the vessel is. That's our first mission. And from there, they can determine what tactics they'll be using to actually remove the oil.
The team has arrived on St. George Island and plans on using pumps and hoses to remove the pollutants tomorrow morning. Salvager Dan Magone is also on scene today and is helping move fuel to a less vulnerable part of the vessel. He reported damage to the Margun's hull and a minor sheen on the water to the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is trying to complete the work quickly while the weather is still good. World Wildlife Fund Managing Director Margaret Williams says swift action by the Coast Guard on the biologically diverse island was necessary and commendable, especially given the importance of the fur seal habitat.
And the fur seals have been on a steady population decline over the last decade, and any type of additional risk, any type of stress, such as an oil spill, could just be another serious blow to that population.
Williams says St. George tribal government also responded quickly to another serious threat.
People often don't think of rat spills as being something that even comes with a shipwreck, but you get a bunch of rats on a bird island like the Pribilofs, and you can just say farewell to birds after that.
The tribal government quickly placed rat traps around the area and are monitoring for evidence of rats. Rats eat bird eggs and young and can even kill adults.